This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
For some people, let's just be honest, for some people it's romance, for some people it's money, for some people it's career, for some people it's family. None of these things are bad, per se, but if we make something the ultimate thing, and again, for some people it's money, the ultimate thing in life, or status, or something, proving something to somebody, not even sure who it is we're trying to impress, but we're trying to impress somebody, whatever it is we make ultimate, we're going to have something that's the ultimate thing. And if you went around and everybody's being honest, they'd be able to identify it. This is the thing that's the most ultimate, important thing for me. For me personally, I'm making the ultimate thing Jesus. And let me tell you why. That other stuff, as great as it can be, never has died for me. And it also can leave me. I mean, even the most wonderful things like family, people pass away. I mean, we lose things. We can be completely devastated and crushed, or we can put our hope in something that always goes on, and he's always there. And I can just tell you, if you're somebody who's on the fence about this business, about Jesus, I can tell you, just as another human, hopefully somebody you'll eventually regard as a friend, he never leaves. He's always there, and there's joy in him regardless of circumstances. You may be a person who is new to our show. My name is Brandt, by the way. Sherry is our show's producer. She's kind of quality control around here.
I tried.
She does her
best.
Lord
knows I tried.
She really does. She's like a filter that can't stop all of it. I mean, that's basically what happens, right?
But I'm running around and I'm doing my best.
You're trying.
Mm-hmm, I am.
If you are new to the show, it can take you a little bit to understand what's going on, because it sounds different than a lot of radio shows. Welcome, and I'm trying to think of a way to describe it for people.
I never went through that period of disdain.
Uh-huh.
I liked it from the word go, so I guess I would say give it at least like 4 Mondays, and if you're not on board by the 4th Monday, you can ride off quietly into the sunset.
Okay, that's good.
That's fair. Yeah, if we can't get it done in 4 Mondays, then that's on us.
At that point, it's us. Yeah. It's not you. This may explain something. If you're looking to like land an awesome job, they say big thing for an interview. Don't forget this.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading experts saying this. Wear dark clothes to the interview, and make sure you wear long sleeves. They rate people, HR people, for whatever reason, if it's sleeveless or short sleeves, like they want long sleeves.
Huh.
I don't understand.
I was going to say, what's the thought process behind that?
And I'm like, how did Scott Baio land that job as Chachi?
Because all he wears muscle shirts.
Yeah.
So.
And I've worn, but in retrospect, I didn't get those jobs.
When you wore your muscle shirt too.
Yeah, I was just wearing one of those mesh half shirts.
And they couldn't look past it.
Well, that's, yeah, I guess not.
That's their loss.
I didn't get it. They said that they would keep my, thing on file. But yeah. You know, sometimes you could just ache for somebody. You just want them to know how good God is. At least that's my perspective as somebody who's a Jesus follower. I just ache for people. Like, I wish you could taste how good this is. I have a friend, been emailing back and forth. Never actually met her, but she's been through a lot, and she's like, I need something good to happen. I need something to do with my life, and I don't know what. Any suggestions? That's what she wrote. Here's what I wrote back to her. I said, yeah, I have a suggestion for your life, and I'd say this to anybody, but join me in rethinking everything and live in light of the fact that God loves you. Make it your central way of viewing the world. Be humble and learn to love others as God loves you. You'll find contentment and the kind of self-esteem that makes you forget yourself entirely sometimes. It's a huge relief. You'll be on a mission too. You'll wonder, how can I love people? How can I serve the vulnerable and the weak? How can I love even my enemies? Life takes on new meaning. Jesus is worth studying. I'd suggest reading the book of Luke in the Bible and seeing how he treats women, for instance, how he turns his own culture upside down by refusing to play by their rules. That would be my answer for that. I think God brings meaning into any job, any place in life, because now it's a mission to love people. Otherwise, No job or money or attention or romance will ever satisfy us. And as you know, I don't get any religion points if you decide to do this. There's nothing in it for me except the joy of knowing that you are more aware of just how much you are loved by God. I sure wish you were aware of that. You might be new to the show, and we welcome you. And trying to figure out, like, because sometimes people at the beginning, and we know this from experience, at the beginning of the show, they first start listening, like, I don't understand.
What's happening?
What's happening? I hate this show. And then usually we're friends after that, but it could take a little bit. How would you, like, step in? How would you describe it for people?
I like the dynamic between Sherry and Brant. I don't know. I think that if you're into weirdness and into craziness, and I think it's a great show.
Thank you.
So I don't...
That's fine.
It's kind of like caviar for some people. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
Caviar is good.
But it's worth it in the end.
Oh, thank you.
Like medicine.
Sure, you almost gagged, yeah. But at the end...
But if you can just choke it down.
I know. Then at the end, you're like, I'm so glad I listened.
Yeah, I went through basic training or different kinds of therapies. It can be hard, but then there's a payoff.
And you just got to go. Yeah, you got to get through it,
right,
though. You have to get through it. Yeah.
Little tradition we have going on here on Mondays, because scientists say, they've studied this, they say people are really kind of slow on the draw on Mondays, and it's a general rule. And they've also concluded that just singing along with something, or clapping your hands or tapping your feet, even something that minor, will help lift your mood. It is a fact. And so we do this. A little bluegrass music is what you need. Just sing along. It's an old Hank Williams Sr. classic song called I Saw the Light with David Crowder, man. It's our Monday tradition. Takes a little bit of getting used to, but then you get into it, it's awesome.
So aimless, life filled with sin.
And I sing.
I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Here we go.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody, I saw the light. Here we go.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I walked in darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody sing, here we go, I saw the light.
I saw the light. Saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Go. See, it's working. It works every time. David Crowder Band, here we go. One more time. Sing along. I saw the light.
Yeah. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh yeah, Monday tradition works every time. Question for you: if you're going to introduce yourself to somebody, what would you say? Hey, I'm Sherry, for instance.
What do I do?
I don't know. Would that be? I mean, a lot of times it's. Or however you identify yourself.
Yeah, I think I just say Sherry. I think because of what I do, I go out of my way not to say it. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dad. Mm-hmm. I'm a husband. Mm-hmm. I would say whatever. Or I'm a radio guy. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
God is introduced many times through Scripture in a way that is very significant, apparently, to Him. Like we would say what's significant to us. I wouldn't say I'm a bike owner because it's not a big deal to me, although I do like my bike. But the point is, it's whatever's significant. Repeatedly, he introduces himself in the Bible, and Tim Keller makes his points great. As a defender of the defenseless, a champion of widows, someone who also defends the alien and the orphan, a father to the fatherless. This is how he identifies himself, repeatedly. I love that. I mean, apparently it matters a lot to him. And if I'm going to be somebody who's going to follow him, that's going to be a big part of my life too. This is Stephanie, who is on the phone. How was your weekend?
Good. I was in Philadelphia.
Was your Philadelphia your destination?
Yeah, I own a company that is a rubber stamping company. And so we had a trade show there.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
You may not care about this, and I'm sorry, but I just read a story about the Hitchbot. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but it's a little robot, and it just hitches rides. And it has gone all the way across Europe. It's a cute little robot. It sticks its thumb out. It can't walk or anything, but then it tells little factoids while it's in the car with you. And people have taken it across Europe.
That's cool.
They've taken it across Australia. And it's just, you get done with it, you drop it off, somebody else picks it up. Well, they started it on the U.S., on the East Coast. It made it to Philadelphia before it was vandalized and destroyed.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
That is so funny.
I'm so sorry to laugh, but boy, that sounds about right.
No, doesn't it? But that just typifies, like, of course, it gets 100 miles from the coast and somebody destroys it.
Somebody beat up the Hitchbot.
I thought too.
That's bad.
I thought, how cute, a little robot that says factoids while you're in the car with it.
Right.
That's kind of like me in the car.
Yeah.
And predictably, it was attacked. Welcome to our program. My name is Brant, and Miss Sherry is here. She's our show producer. By the way, if you're ever on Twitter, I would be happy to follow you. If you want a free follower, I will follow you.
Okay.
Wherever you want to go, I will just follow blindly. I'll be happy to. I'm at Brant Hansen. It's BrantHansen. So at Brant Hansen. Follow me. Tell me, hey, can you follow me back? I'll follow you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can unfollow me if you want.
Oh, that's nice for you to offer that.
Then I'll keep following you.
Okay. Have people taken advantage of that option before?
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I'm following some people that have long since given up on me. So,
well, great.
This will be a great relationship. But anyway, it's Brant at Brant Hansen on Twitter. You may have heard of Saeed Abedini. He's a friend of the show. By the way, my name is Brant. Producer Sherry's here too. Saeed and his family mean a lot to us. And he's in prison in Iran. You know what's amazing? I was just thinking about this last night. Like, that guy has helped me believe in God more. And here's why. I mean, as somebody who occasionally struggles in his own faith, and I struggle with doubts and whatnot, but I need to see somebody actually do this thing where you not just love the people you like, you not just love the people who look like you or act like you or have the same beliefs you do. Like, that's easy stuff. Love your family. Yeah, okay, that can be easy too. They're my family. He's hugging jailers who have tortured him. And you know what? As a believer in Jesus, that makes total sense to me. Like, well, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love our enemies. We're supposed to astound them by how we're forgiving them. And I just need to see it every now and then. And when I hear about what he's gone through and how he responds, it's like, yeah, okay, good. This is real. She was asking about suffering and how in the world, I mean, where is God in all this? How does she make sense out of it? And it's such a great question. I can't possibly sum that up in 30 seconds. There's no way. But there's a whole book about that very issue, by the way, in the Bible. It's called Job. And what's really interesting about this is Job doesn't know the backstory. He's never aware of the big picture, but there is a backstory. He's just not aware of it. And he's faithful to God. He does question God, but he's faithful to him. And even as he's questioning him, at the end, God rewards him for being faithful, even though he's been questioning God. Isn't that interesting? So apparently we can say, where are you? What's going on here? And apparently God doesn't zap us, even though we don't have the big picture. And God makes it clear, you don't have the big picture. How in the world could you possibly understand? Like, we can have the mind of God, that we can really understand all of this. Here's the other thing I mentioned to Kathy. It's like, let's take God out of the equation. Okay, here we have suffering. all right, God doesn't make sense anymore, so let's just, we still have suffering, don't we? And now there's no justice in the end. Now there's no answer for it. Now there's no tear being wiped from our eyes at the end of our lives. There's no new heaven and new earth, everything being put right. There's no, none of it. It makes less sense now. And I was just trying to remind her of that. Like, God is good. When I have to put all my chips on one space, that's where I'm going. He's good. I don't have his mind. I can't. You are welcome here. Whatever your background is, whatever you're going through in life, just please know that. My name is Brant, by the way, and producer Sherry is here too. And if you're new to the show, it can take a little bit to catch on kind of to what's going on here, but hopefully you will and you'll feel like we're friends because that's what we want. How would you describe it, Shireen, for new people?
If you want to talk about things that are not normally talked about in mainstream radio, this is the show for you. But if you want to think about things and you want to listen to radio, I don't know how many people want to do that, but it really makes me think.
This guy was writing on Facebook, and he said he was paying $1,200 a month for insurance, and this is under the Affordable Health Care Act,
mm-hmm.
for health insurance, and it has dropped down. His cost now is $330 a month for Medishare.
That's quite the savings.
Yeah, this is why we keep telling you about this, because this may be perfect for you if you want to do this. If you don't, no problem, but there's a reason why this thing grew by more than 50% just last year. People are flocking to do this. It's a community of believers who share each other's medical bills. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to it. It could save you huge, and it adds a personal touch to it, which is very different.
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to them, and they were just so welcoming, and, you know, usually when you're dealing with healthcare issues, you're on edge because you don't know what is going on, and usually you think someone's trying to take advantage of you. That is so not the vibe here.
Right.
Even if you just wanted to call and check it out, they're really, really helpful in that
way. It's a not-for-profit, mm-hmm. so it's not like they're just desperate to increase their bottom line. It really is wonderful. If you're interested at all, here's what you do. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com. Okay, it's biblicalhealthcare.com. If you want to find out more, you can see normal people talking about it. And then also, you can call them. Here's the phone number. It's 855-772-5699. Again, 855-772-5699 for Medishare. It's actually kind of funny, like legitimately funny, how we're able to, at least I, able to forget just how dependent on God I am. Because you can go through your whole day and not even think about Him.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. It's possible. And yet, they'll tell you, and I've looked into this because I thought that sounds like an urban legend, but it's largely true. Every 7 to 10 years, your body's completely new particles, completely new cells, completely new. So it's like there's nothing consistent in terms of the matter that you're made up of, your body's made up of, between birth and now. You've changed. One biologist said it's more like you're more like a wave than you are a particle. And that's kind of deep and stuff. And I sit and think about that, like, wow, what's holding me together? It's just Him. He's holding us all together. There's the breath of God. He breathed life into a bunch of dust, and He's still holding us together. And for me to go a minute without being aware of that is just kind of like, I'm in denial. You know, it's just amazing. He's holding all of us together. How fantastic is it that He hasn't let go yet? He still loves us. In spite of all the stuff this pile of dust has done wrong, He still loves me. Hey, if you're new to the show at all, you should know this. I'm exactly what you would expect. Like when you hear me talking,
what does that
you probably
mean?
Picture a guy who's pretty cool, probably has the respect of all the dudes on the street.
The dudes on the street?
They probably gather around him and high-five him because they just look up to him.
So this is the picture that you think people have when they listen mm-hmm. to you. And you're
true.
Saying that picture is accurate.
I'd say it's accurate.
Okay.
I mean, I don't go outside that much, but
right.
if I did, I think the guys would gather around.
I've been to your house many times. Never have I seen you out on the street, nor have I seen guys gathering.
A lot of times, guys only come around if Sherry leaves. And then we high-five and stuff. And they're like, hey, is the coast clear? And I'm like, yeah. But yeah, it's pretty much what you would expect. What you picture, that's what's happening. His name is Ezekiel. He's a kid. He wrote me a letter that actually came in the U.S. mail.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me if I have any pets. And I do, Ezekiel. I have two dogs. And you should write me back and let me know if you have any pets. I have Arfie, who's a little mutt. And I have another mutt named Nigel. And they're awesome. You know what, Ezekiel, by the way? It's taught me a lot about how God views us, like how he loves us, because they're really vulnerable and I could be mean to them and hurt them, but I'm not going to, because I want the best for them. And I also know that they don't understand all the things that I understand, and I love them anyway. And I started to realize, wait a second, that's how God views us. His mind is so much bigger than mine. He loves me. And sometimes I have to just take whatever he's going to feed me today. that's it. But I've learned a lot from Arfi and Nigel. And it's a great question, Ezekiel. Thank you very much. You're welcome here. If you're new, hopefully it won't take you long before you feel like we're friends. What's the way we want it to be? Because we feel that way about you if you're part of the show, you're listening to it. But it's kind of hard to describe the show. If you're brand new, it may take you a little bit to catch on.
When I first started listening to you, Brant, and Sherry together, what really attracted me was that I was challenged in my faith. I really liked that it was something that made me think and that I could take it back to, you know, my friends and family and say, hey, let's talk about this. This is really interesting. And then also, I just felt it was really genuine. I don't know. I know you always say that people think it's really weird, and I didn't really experience that. I always thought straight off the bat that, this is really genuine people talking.
Good.
And I really was attracted to that. And so I love laughing with you guys, and I know how you say your listeners feel like friends, and I feel like we're friends. And
good. That is how we feel about it. I think there are a lot of people that hate us at first, and I know that because they literally will tell me, I hate you.
Or I hated you. I heard that, and I'm...
Yeah. No, you'll see it occasionally on my Facebook wall. I'll be like, man, I hated you at first. Hate, 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 hated you.
Mm-hmm.
Hate, hate, hate. But...
They really drive that home and make sure that we understand how deep the hate ran. What makes it difficult, I think, is, you know, just real genuine conversation is jolting at first because you're not used to it.
I think it depends a lot on what you're used to, you know, in terms of your own conversations every day.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.